first verse we read, in verse 12, begins with this phrase, this key phrase to the book of Judges. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Jehovah. In the book of Judges, we encounter that there's this cycle of failure that comes in because the people, the children of Israel, forget about the Lord and they go into idolatry or go away from Him, and there's failure. And the Lord then allows that they would be subjugated to a king, and they would suffer much. And in that suffering, they would realize their weakness, their need for God. And afterwards, they would cry out to Him, and He would deliver a judge to free them from that subjugation. And in each and every enemy that they face, we see a spiritual type of the enemies that we face as believers now. And in this occasion, the Moabites, we know that Moab is a type of the flesh, and there are many things that we can bring out about how they are a type of the flesh, but I'll speak about two things. One is their beginning. The first time we hear about Moab, it's in Genesis chapter 19, when Lot's daughters think it a good idea to get their father drunk, and they go in unto him when he is drunk, and they are both with child, and the first child is Moab, and he's the father of the Moabites, and so that's a picture of the flesh to us. And another one we see repeated in these verses, for example, Eglon, he is a very fat man. It kind of points us to the flesh. But the flesh is not the body. The flesh isn't the body. The flesh is a system that is ingrained in us. A selfishness that directs us to praise what is in us and not what is the Lord's. To do what is best for us and not what is best for God. So anyway, we can talk about all of those things, but it's good for us to begin and realize that as the children of Israel dealt with this king and with his this oppression, how they put it off, we will have many, many spiritual lessons learned on how to overcome the flesh.
Noticing the cause and effect here is important. As you mentioned, it starts with, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. That's the cause. The circumstances of the flesh didn't take over when the children of Israel were doing right. It was brought in judgment, and the phrase, the Lord strengthened, hang on, the Lord strengthened the flesh. He strengthened in judgment because they were doing evil. So the children of Israel have no one to blame here but themselves for falling into evil and falling into this circumstance.
I think it's important to recognize, too, that when the enemy comes in, he takes something, and he takes the city of palm trees, and that's the plains of Jericho, or what the children of Israel under Joshua first took. They lost the ground that they first took, the ground that God had provided for the himself with a mighty victory that God alone won. So there's loss. The enemy comes in and he takes away from us. We don't get anything when we allow the flesh to rule our lives. We get nothing. We lose. We lose any spiritual ground that we gain that the Lord has helped us to win.
So why is it we're not learning the lesson?
We have Eglon, who is the king of the flesh, and he is a fat man. There's no energy, there's no muscles, there's just dead weight that doesn't have any stamina or energy to move around. And that's the flesh. The flesh weighs us down. And when we feed the flesh, it's just dead weight.
And I think also you see, as the cycle was mentioned earlier, oftentimes, in fact, I think it's every time, there's either a failure of a leader or the death of a leader that brings about this change. So Othniel dies, and then the children did evil. This shows that the spiritual maturity in the children of Israel as a whole was not genuine. And although the flesh is weak, perhaps the underlying issue is that is something that Brother Emil, you touched at. That is that we're going through the motions. We go through the motions because it may make our parents happy. It may make us happy, give us a sense of pattern and structure. And it may give you a sense of pride too, that people look, oh, he knows his Bible and all of this. Even at school or work, you may feel like you're separate. And all of this can just be going through the motions when there's really no spiritual genuineness, if that's a word, in your soul. There's no, you're a believer, but it's as if you're just doing exactly what you're told. And the cure for this is to be like these leaders. Othniel, we're not going to speak of him, but Gideon, especially Gideon, and others, what did they do? They searched out the will of God, and they did it. They obeyed. I think it really comes to simple obedience and submission to the will of God. It's not much different now. There are more things to distract us now. But all throughout the ages, you see it here, we are by nature disobedient, whether we're believers or not. And God forbid that we be believers and disobedient, because we know better. And we have the Holy Spirit, which not only teaches us how to be obedient, but is there to will us to be obedient. So we need to bow in submission to God's will. We need to seek it out in the Word and on our knees.